We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. Just want to let you know that this coming Saturday night, Sunday morning, is one of my favorite non-holiday days of the year. And that is because we get an extra hour of sleep. Daylight savings time is coming up on November the 1st. And if you you appreciate your rest the way that I do, you always look forward to that spring, the spring forward, not so much the fall backwards. I really like that time change. So anyway, hope you're planning on having a good week. This week here marks the end of our second year of broadcasting here on WMIE. It's hard to believe that that time has come and gone so quickly, but there's a lot of other things in my life that have come and gone just as quickly as well. You know, the I was having a conversation with my wife one day last week and discussing how it just seems like yesterday to me that our youngest daughter was playing Lassie League softball. And now this coming year, she's going to be graduating from college. And, you know, my other daughter, she's already out of college for a couple of years. And it just seems like yesterday that she was crawling under the bleachers watching Merritt Island Little League baseball games. And I know that goes way, way back. But it just seems like time flies by so quickly. And I can still remember, you know, the very first time I held my son, and that's going back a long, long time. And you know, you just really need to appreciate when the scripture says, "Teach us to number our days aright." We really need to appreciate the gift of today that God has given to us. So, if you are upright and taking oxygen, if you're able to take in food today, why don't you take advantage of this opportunity and praise the Lord and spend some time saying, "God, what is your agenda for my day?" If you don't find out what God's agenda is, somebody will have an agenda for you. The devil most certainly will have an agenda for you, but you will never be more fulfilled and more filled with joy than you will when you live out each day according to God's agenda for you. So thank you for tuning in. We do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete once again. We try and alternate the days of when we mention the various sponsors to you because some may not be able to listen. I know that the person who did my shoulder surgery, that there's certain days that they do surgery, certain days that they have office visits and things like that. And they are a listener to this program, and so we like to kind of rotate things around. But if you need any concrete work, block work, stucco work done anywhere here in Brevard County, you can call Jits Concrete. Ask for Greg. Tell Greg you heard about him on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and their number is 536-5804. 536-5804. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. God is doing really good things. Our mission statement is restoring value spiritually and relationally. And just a little over a week ago, I would say that I had a conversation with some folks, and they had a conversation that needed to be had, and both of them were very excited about that. And so thank God for what he is able to do in relationships. But Our congregation is growing now. You know, you whenever you visit, you could see a wide diversity of attendance. As far as numbers, I was just looking and seeing how the year was going. As far as our attendance averages here, a little over a week ago, and as I was looking at them, it's like, wow, there is just a really large gap. Some weeks there's not very many, and some weeks there's a much larger number in attendance. But we are having a good year. Like I mentioned on the broadcast the other day, we were able to baptize some folks yesterday, and that's always really exciting. If you have kids, we want to let you know that we do have our kids ministry on Wednesday night, and we are having vintage service this Wednesday. I am not going to be able to be at the vintage service, but we have our missionaries from Fiji, Tim and Jerry Garrison. They're going to be filling in for me. And the reason I'm not going to be there is this: I got summoned for jury duty, and so I'm going to go in and take part in that and see what happens from there. So anyway, let's look to the Word today. We have been talking about deliverance, and thank God that He does deliver us. And today I want to take you to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, and it says, Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And so this is another one of Paul's letters. We spent most of last week talking about Paul and Romans chapter 7 and into Romans chapter 8. And here in Galatians, which was the first epistle that he wrote, he identifies himself as an apostle, which means a sent one. And I will tell you this, that you and I, we cannot be going around giving ourselves titles. They need to be titles that are given to us. They need to be authored. And you know, I was having this conversation in one of my sermons here recently about authority has to be authorized by someone. And if it is self-authored, unless you are God, it there's a problem with the plan there. You know, the president of the United States is elected. It's not that everybody that wants to be president gets to be president. There has to be a process by which that title is dispensed. Police officers go through the training in order to be given that title. Jesus is the one who gave Paul the title of apostle, because he was an apostle to the Gentiles. And the rest of the brethren, Peter and the other apostles, they were going to be the apostles to the Jews. And they ended up having conversations with different people. But I will tell you this, I am not one that likes to go around giving out titles. This goes way back in my ministry, and I've always loved to play golf. We grew up in a sports household, and when ESPN came out, I was thankful that we didn't have ESPN, because I have the type of personality that I would probably watch it to. I would have watched it to see the Tiddlywink Championship, for heaven's sake. You know, I wouldn't even have to like the sport. You know, you got a table tennis championship. Well, let's turn that on and let's watch that. Now there's so much football on there that, you know, it's probably in my marriage's best interest that I do not have satellite or cable television in my house, because there's enough sports on there to scratch that itch, and I, you know, should focus on other things. But I've gotten so far down this track. You know, I don't want to have I know where I was going now. I was playing golf, and it was my day off, and I I let my employer know that I was going to be going golfing the next day. And this particular employer had no hobbies outside of work. And his wife knew that, you know, it's in your best interest to have hobbies. And so she asked me, you know, would you take my husband with you when you go play golf? And it was, you know, it was like, well, I go play golf with anybody. And I've played golf with several ministers here in the area and some godly men as well. And I always loved those. Those are my, among my favorite types. My particular favorite round of golf is to play with my dad, my brother, and my son. You know, playing with other men of God is right up there with it as well. And so we went out and the starter paired us up with two other individuals. And I introduced myself to them and said, "Hi, my name is Bob." And they introduced themselves. And the person that came up, they introduced themselves with their title, not with their name. And the reality was that is the office that they carried. But when they got out on the golf course, I don't generally tell people what I do. I like to build relationship with people. When I go out, I'm not afraid to play with strangers or anything like that. Whoever the starter puts me with, that's who I end up playing with. And, I will begin to ask them questions and take an interest in their life. And if, you know, most of the time, not always, but most of the time they'll get around to asking me what I do. And I get to share, a little bit about myself and my relationship with God. But, those titles, people who go around and try and impress you with their titles, I want you to know, I'm not a big fan of that. I would much rather you get to know me on a personal basis than have a title come in between you and I and try and form that. That's just me. But Paul says, "I am an apostle," and he says, "It's not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead." Now, when you are carrying around a God-ordained title, that's an entirely different thing. That is a title that is an assignment that has been given to you. In fact, Paul and Barnabas in Antioch, it said, "Set apart for me, Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have commissioned them or called them to do." So an apostle wasn't just the title that Paul had. It was the assignment that he had. When people ask me, they said, are you a reverend or are you a pastor? And I said, well, I'm both. Reverend is the title. Pastor is what I do. And so it's my privilege to try and help people to grow in their relationship with God. But most of the time, I just want people to know, hey, my name is Bob. You know, that's really the way that I prefer to go around and operate, is for people to get to know me. And then as they get to know me, they will understand the heart that I have for people. And that is, I want to see them become everything that God intends for them to be. So he writes this and he says, "This is a letter to the churches of Galatia." And it says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ." I want you to know that when God has gifts for you, that they are wonderful gifts. The grace is the favor of God, the unmerited favor of God. We had a lady that visited church recently, and her name was Grace. And, you know, she said, "Do you know what my name means?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." You know, I went on to describe the meaning. I said, "In fact, for the kids who attend our children's church, my office manager makes them name badges so that everybody is able to know what one another's name is. But those name badges not only have their name on it, but it has the meaning of their name." And so Paul writes to the churches of Galatia and he says, "Grace to you." Now grace is different than mercy. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. God's grace is him giving to me something that I do not deserve. And so you will hear things like Dave Ramsey saying, God has been better to me than I deserve. That's the grace of God. It's the favor of God. And there's nothing that you can do to earn it. It is a free gift from God. Mercy is similar, but different. It's kind of the reverse of that. And that is, God doesn't give me what I do deserve. That is, I deserved punishment. I deserved judgment, and he didn't judge me. Instead, he gave me mercy. He was merciful. His tender mercies are brand new every day. And so we hear a lot about the favor of God, and we hear some about the mercy of God, but I'm here to tell you that there is a season for that, where that's going to come to an end. And if we're not ready, then God is going to say, okay, now it is time for me to deal with you according to your works. And that's in the Word of God. You and I, we want to be found to be believers in Jesus Christ. When we get to heaven, it is not going to be because of our works. It is going to be because of our relationship with Jesus. Because of Jesus forgiving us our sins and cleansing those, he has written our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is what gets us into heaven. Not our works, not the how much you gave or anything like that, not what you did. It's nothing like that. The only way into heaven is through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. And he's given every man the measure of faith, every woman the measure of faith, every boy, every girl, the faith that is necessary to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, for the believer, there is a judgment that is coming at the Bema seat of Christ. And that is where we are going to be rewarded according to our works. And so I want you to know, we do not work to earn our salvation. We work because of our salvation. Today, we want everybody to know the same saving grace and the wonderful relationship that is available through Jesus Christ. For the unbelievers, for those who have rejected God's gracious gift of salvation, there awaits a different judgment, and that is what we refer to as the Great White Throne Judgment. You will read about it in the book of Revelation, where people there are judged according to what they have done with God's Son, Jesus. Did you accept him or did you reject him? Did you try and earn your way, or did you accept my gracious gift? And so today I encourage you to accept God's grace and his forgiveness. He wants to give that to you. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but it's the will of God. God's will is for you to know his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, and the second thing it says here, and his peace. Peace is not just an absence of conflict. Peace is a wholeness, a soundness, integrity in every area of your life. It is soundness in spirit, soundness in mind, soundness emotionally, soundness in your finances, soundness in your relationships. And so we need that. Primarily, we need that, first of all, with God the Father. We need that peace that comes from God. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. And so we need the peace of God. We also need peace in our homes. We also need peace with ourselves. And it says that grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. I'm thankful for the peace of God. There are some people, they're just content if they can keep the hostilities at a manageable level. I want you to know God's got a better plan for that, and that is a unity of spirit, that there is not hostility, there is peace, and you are pursuing the same goal. And so it talks about Jesus, and verse number 4 is where we really want to focus, verses 4 and 5, primarily verse 4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. when you think of the work of the of Jesus upon the cross, it was him giving himself for our sins. I deserved that cross. Jesus didn't. You deserved that cross, but Jesus didn't. But Jesus went there because he knew the joy that was on the other side of the cross of being reconciled to us and us being reconciled with the Father. He said, it is worth it for me to go through this for the benefit of spending eternity with those wonderful saints down in Brevard County. And so it says that he did that he might deliver us from this present evil age. He wasn't here to take us out of all of this mess that is normal everyday life. He came to deliver us, to empower us to rise above that and be victorious even in this present evil age. Look at the way that Paul identifies this period of time that we call life, from birth to death, whether it's a long period of time or a short period of time. I've known people who didn't survive to their fifth birthday, and I know people who are still alive at 101. There's a long period and a short period, and I tell you, if you talk to those 101-year-olds, you will find that they can remember things that happened when they were kids, and they remember it just like it was yesterday. I'm telling you, it may seem like a long time from where you are. I remember when I turned 21, I thought that was it. I couldn't have any more fun, and I realized that God wants us to have joy even as adults, not just as kids. And so I'm very thankful for that. But whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time, this world under satanic influence is a present evil age. And Jesus came not just to deliver us from our sins, but he came to deliver us from this evil period of time. He wants to transform us so that, he says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have any trials or any challenges, but he came to deliver us through that process. You know, recently there was a storm, a hurricane that blew off of the coast of Florida and off the coast of the Bahamas. And there was a ship that was journeying from, I believe it was Jacksonville to Puerto Rico. It was a cargo ship, really a large vessel. And there were things that were meant to be delivered that because of the storm, they never made it to the destination. I want you to know that with Jesus, there is no storm that is going to overtake him. When God says that he is going to deliver you from this present evil age, that means that you are going to safely arrive at your destination. There is no reason for anxiety, no reason to panic, no reason for fear or for worry. Listen to what this says, according to the will of our God and Father. In other words, it is God's will for us to be delivered. That should be very encouraging. You know what? I believe that it is God's will for us to be delivered from our sin debt. I believe that it is God's will for us to be delivered from our financial debt. I believe that it is God's will for us to be delivered from everything that is evil that this world has to offer. I'm so thankful. A couple of weeks ago, I attended a memorial service, and I saw a lady there it was her husband that had died, and I saw such strength. Such spiritual strength in that lady. And she is a wonderful woman of God. He was a wonderful man of God. And I saw what it looks like for people to go through the valley of death or the shadow of the valley of death without fearing evil because God is with them. How many of you are thankful that God is on your journey, and you know that there is no storm that is going to sink his ship. When Jesus told the disciples, we need to go over to the other side, there was a storm that arose in the midst of that. And the disciples cried out, they said, don't you care that we perish? So many times we, the people of God, equate the storms that we are going through with a lack of concern on Jesus' part. But instead of giving place to that thought or that temptation, I want to encourage you that if you are going through a storm right now, fix your eyes on Jesus. You know where you'll find him? You will find him on the throne. You will find him in perfect control. There's no storm that is going to be able to intimidate him. I rode a roller coaster one time. I haven't ridden roller coasters in quite a while, but I rode this roller coaster, and it was the most fun I've ever had on a roller coaster. Is it the fastest roller coaster? No, it's not at the top of anybody's list. Not the fastest, not the tallest. Not any of those record-setting things, but it was the most fun I'd ever had on a roller coaster, because what happened was right before we got on, there was a storm that came up, and they shut the roller coaster down, and there were a number of people that left, and we stayed in line. And shortly after that, I mean just a matter of 30, 45 seconds, it was a very, very short shutdown. And they immediately opened that roller coaster back up, and they buckled us in, and we started going on the roller coaster. And it was not a wooden roller coaster. And what happened was, just as we got to the top of the roller coaster, it started sprinkling again. And when you are going 45 or 50 miles an hour, you cannot keep your eyes open when there's raindrops hitting you in the eye. And so I was forced to ride that roller coaster with my eyes closed. I mean, it was already in motion. It wasn't stopping. It wasn't coming back. And you know what? It was such a great thrill, because I was riding that roller coaster. I didn't know what was coming up around the corner. I didn't know when the next drop was or when the next incline was. But I had the confidence in the rails that they were going to deliver me back safely. And so I was left to enjoy the adventure. This week, I want you to enjoy the adventure of life, and no matter what comes your way, know this, that Jesus went to the cross to deliver you from everything this evil age has to offer. It is the will of God for us to be delivered. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And and I so long to sing you the song you